This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. We are going to talk about a jaw-dropping stat about illegals and how much better it'll make your life this hour. In fact, we're going to talk some illegal stuff here shortly. China doing some headhunting over here. Haiti still has a cannibalism problem. And how soon do you visit an area after a natural disaster? All that, emails, so much more to come on the show. Now, I'm going to read you a stat because I'm too excited to read it to you. And then we'll give a little background, then we'll come back to the stat. All right, so I'm going to kind of sandwich you with stats. Charlotte, North Carolina. I have told you before that it is my favorite airport in the United States of America. Not big, not small. I think it's considered a mid-size airport. It's just wonderful. The seating, the eating, it's just pleasant and wonderful. Charlotte, North Carolina itself, at one point, this is apparently years ago, was a wonderful city. When I went through Charlotte last time, we stayed there an extra couple days. I was out of work. We stayed there an extra couple days because we were so in love with it, we wanted to move there. So I was trying to find work, just trying to find a job, anything, construction job, political job. I didn't care what kind of job it was. I just wanted to try to find a job to keep my family in Charlotte. Friends of mine who live in Charlotte or work in Charlotte, I have a buddy of mine who flies in there every week. They are constantly telling me how fast the city has degraded. And you know exactly why. It's not hard why. Democrats run it. Monsters, Democrats run it. They filled up all the city positions with a bunch of DEI looting scumbags. And they have brought in illegals, legions and legions of illegals. Now, crime is rampant. Do you remember, I'm sure you probably do, that horrific video of that repeat offender who'd been arrested 8,000 times, that gigantic black dude who stabbed that young blonde girl to death. We all had to watch the video of it online. It was freaking awful. Yeah, that's Charlotte. Apparently, it really has gotten bad there. So the Trump administration, they've been focusing heavily recently on Charlotte and deportations in Charlotte. Listen to this. A spokesperson for Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools, this is from Joe Bruno, by the way, he's a local reporter, says the unofficial attendance data from today indicates that approximately 20,935 students were absent from school today. This accounts for approximately 15% of students enrolled in Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools. 15%. Maybe in the past when I have discussed immigration, what their motivation is for it, what will be the result if we actually win this fight and deport these people. Maybe in the past you've thought he's probably overstating things. Maybe he's trying to be over the top for radio. But I just want to drive this home again. Please understand this. Evil tyrants who only care about themselves and care about power. The greatest threat to them is always patriotic citizens of the country they're trying to loot. And this is not just America. If I was an ancient king, an Assyrian king, and I don't care about Assyria anymore, I just want to loot the treasury. Even in a system like that, with an all-powerful king, I have to worry about people who love Assyria catching wind of what I'm doing and rising up in revolt. They're my main concern. And so if I'm an evil tyrant trying to loot and destroy Assyria, I need some foreigners. Not because they're all bad people. I need foreigners because they don't have any love for Assyria. They don't have any deep loyalty, no roots in Assyria. If I bring in a bunch of foreigners, especially if I bribe them with a little of the cash, well, they're not going to put up a fuss when I loot the treasury. Globalist communists long ago realized if they are to properly burn down Western civilization, the easiest and best way to do that is to replace the patriotic population with disloyal foreigners. It's really a catch-all that solves all of their problems. You want violent crime to go up? Disloyal foreigners will bring plenty of it into your city. You want to make life unaffordable so the people cry out for more government? Disloyal foreigners, bringing them in by the million, will make life more expensive for the citizens. Do you want citizens and their vote to be watered down by the vote of disloyal foreigners? Well, bring in whole bunches of them and they'll vote for it time and time again. Most of these people, I shouldn't say most, many of them come from horrific, tyrannical, socialist, communist cultures. And when they get here, they're going to vote for more of it. The disloyal foreigner, if I'm an evil tyrant, solves all of my problems. The mass importation of foreigners is not one of the several issues Democrats care about, communists care about. It's not one of them. It is the foundation. It is the concrete. It is the rebar. It is the central pillar. With it, they cannot lose. Without it, they cannot win. Their entire communist revolution relies on the mass importation of millions of foreigners, legal and illegal, by the way, because the ones that are, quote, legal show up, have 85 kids who all vote Democrat, and soon your vote doesn't matter at all. The mass importation of foreigners is everything. Now, what's been happening in Charlotte with all this? Go ahead.
Charlotte, North Carolina is the latest city to see a surge in immigration enforcement. Officers today started detaining people. The city is made up of more than 900,000 people, including more than 150,000 who are foreign-born, according to officials.
What? Over 150,000 are foreigners? Are you kidding me? Over 150,000? So ICE shows up and they start arresting and deporting these foreigners. But what's that mean for you? What's that mean for you? Well, your child in school. Have you ever wanted your child to get a little better education than they do? Maybe even a little bit more personal attention from the teacher? Has that ever been a desire of yours? Maybe your school has a dirty element, a crime element, a drug element to it. What would it mean for your child if 15% of the students at your child's school were no longer there? Let me tell you what it means. Your child has a cleaner, safer, smarter education and emerges on the back end better, more better off than you can possibly imagine. They showed up in Charlotte, started rounding up illegals, and 15% of the kids won't come to school now the next day. What's that mean for the Americans? It means life got better. So much better. The mass importation of foreigners is everything to the enemy. The mass deportation of foreigners is everything to us. When I laid it out yesterday, how I'm going to grade the Trump administration on their success after 4 years. Can't rate anything after 9 months, 10 months, but 4 years from now, when we're looking back on things, there will be all kinds of things you love and I love and all kinds of things you dislike and I dislike. No question about it. But you got to judge presidencies on big things. I said last night, 10 million. That's my number. 4 years of Trump's presidency, Trump 2.0, give me 10 million deportations, and I'll say, well done, sir. Thank you, Mr. President. I know that's 40, 50, 60 million shy. I got it. It has to go on. The movement must go on long after Trump is done, but give me 10 million. I know today everything's got to be about Epstein, this, and we'll be talking about other things and grocery prices. And I know there are other things in the world. There are other things to you. The mass deportation of foreigners is everything, and it will make so much of your life palpably better. Your housing cheaper, your health care cheaper, your education for your children better, violent crime way down, drugs way down, the place cleaner. It's wonderful what happens when you take disloyal foreigners and send them away from your shores. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and I will try to get to those here in a moment, but you read all these stories. Operation Home for the Holidays recovers 122 children across Florida and 9 other states. Illegal alien released by Biden charged in hammer attack on Texas jogger. And you say to yourself, well, it can't just be the evil tyrants collaborating with the foreigners. There has to be some portion of the American citizenry, that's a really hard word if you went to community college. Did I say that right, Chris? I did? I knew I nailed it. I knew it. There has to be some portion of American citizens who are collaborating with the tyrants, right? Of course there are. The main culprit here is, of course, the liberal white woman, the most vicious, violent, dumbest creature on planet Earth. The liberal white woman is capable of horrors you can't find anywhere outside of an ISIS death camp. The liberal white woman, she will not only kill her own baby, that's child's play, pardon the pun there. She will not only kill her own baby, she'll actually raise it and mutilate it for social acceptance. That's how evil the liberal white woman is, and then she'll brag about it on social media. Great white sharks won't do that. Great white sharks will eat their own babies if they stick around long enough. Even they won't purposely keep them alive to mutilate them at another time. The liberal white woman will. And the liberal white woman, she is the one who has been so twisted and manipulated, usually in universities, then, of course, by the media, and she's too brain dead to ever realize the lies she consumes. She watches shows like The View. She pops Xanax all day long, and she will actually fight to bring in as many rapists and murderers as humanly possible, and then we'll fight tooth and nail to keep them here. She is the great tool of the evil tyrant. Here's a little montage. I just brought up Charlotte. Charlotte's watching as their community gets clean and safe and affordable overnight. Surely they all love it, right? Well, not the liberal white woman.
I'm a member of several groups here in Charlotte that are working behind the scenes to make sure that our migrant community, immigrant communities are safe while conditions are icy. So I'm here along with a bunch of other concerned people.
I can't. Their voices are too annoying, but you understand exactly the way that was. It went on another minute about why we have to keep them all here. The liberal white woman is the greatest tool of the evil communist tyrants. And she's been broken, her soul, her mind. I played this yesterday, this from the psychologist that went on Fox News. You know exactly who's sitting down on his couch and saying these things.
It doesn't take long for me to pick up on this. People are obsessed with Trump. They're fixated. They're hyper-fixated on Trump. And they talk about some of the features of this disorder. They can't sleep. They feel traumatized by Mr. Trump. They feel restless. I had one patient who said she couldn't enjoy a vacation because anytime she saw Trump in the news or on her device, she felt triggered. So this is a profound pathology, and I would even go so far as to call it the defining pathology of our time.
Another reminder. I'm going to go to the emails now. We're going to move off this. Another reminder. This happens to women when they go to universities. Your daughter is not immune to it. I know you love her. I know you raised her right. I know you did. It's not an indictment on you.
But Daddy, I absolutely have to go to Duke. I got in and my boyfriend went and Daddy, please, can I go to Duke?
It's not Duke. It's a communist training camp where that wonderful, innocent, beautiful 18-year-old daughter of yours will be surrounded by wolves who are going to tear her to shreds. And it's not just for a year or two. That's when you'll discover she won't come see you at Christmas anymore because you're a fascist. It means the rest of her life, possibly, she will be miserable, ugly, and hateful. The rest of her life. That 4 years, I hope you're very, very careful with it. Women, young women get eaten alive in college. Young men get eaten alive when they marry one. Women turn communist in college. Men turn communist when they marry one. Be careful. And you can, it's not like she's an idiot. You can talk to her about this. You know, you have to keep protecting her. Definitely protect her from the commies. You protect her from everyone else, don't you? Protect her from the communists. What would you do? Right now, you got home, and she was in the front yard with five wolves around her. What would you do? You would die to protect that girl, wouldn't you? But you'll send her off to Duke for $50,000 a year. Well, she wanted to go. I'm sure she did. I am sure she did. When her head is shaved and she has her septum pierced and God knows what else and tattoos and she gains 85 pounds and she comes home just long enough to grab her stuff and call you a Nazi and then walks out the door, she had to go to Duke, didn't she? It happens all the time. You want your daughter to be 50 one day and be this?
I'm a member of several groups here in Charlotte that are working behind the scenes to make sure that our migrant community, immigrant communities are safe while conditions are icy.
Be careful. And be careful what you do when it comes to your pain, too. No one likes to just accept pain. Well, I'll live with it. Some people just choose to do that, but others choose to grab things that are terrible for you. Do you take things for your pain? Do you take things for your pain that wear off? You know what that means, right? Why don't you permanently attack that pain? Attack the root of the problem instead of the symptom of the problem. Does your head hurt all the time? Your legs, your back, your hips, maybe your hands, your elbow? That's inflammation. That's why it's always hurting. Relief Factor was developed by doctors, but it's 100% drug-free. It is a supplement. You take it every day. It builds up in your system. Soon, inflammation is gone. Don't take my word for it. Try it. 3 weeks if it's $19.95. It doesn't work? I'm asking you. Don't call them back. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll finally get to some emails next.
The Jesse Kelly Show, on air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. If you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Man who cryogenically froze his wife faces backlash after finding new love years later. So this is the only reason I brought this up, because I was thinking about this actually last night. Not about the wife or anything like that, but ice cream. We have an old thing of rainbow sherbet in the freezer. I popped open the lid on it last night. I had a little bit of a sweet tooth. There was about a bunch of freezer burn on top. Do you throw it out? Do you just scrape the freezer burn off? You say yes, Chris. The whole thing isn't freezer burn, right? The top is only freezer burn. What? What? It's not skin deep. It goes further. Okay, well, I'll scrape off a few inches. I still have a gallon. There was a tub of freaking rainbow sherbet there. I can't. So your wife, if you freeze her, how long are you holding out for science to find a way to bring her back before you just move on? I've hung on to rainbow sherbet for a year. Chris, let me finish. I think Ob gets 2 years. If she happens to go before me, which I think everybody knows that's never going to happen, but if she happens to go before me, I think I give her 2 years in the freezer, and then I'm just going to write her off. I've got to let her thaw out. What, Chris? What? What? How long till they're declared dead if they're lost at sea? I don't know. I'm not familiar with international law, only to the extent that I've looked into piracy from time to time. I have no idea. I think if Rainbow Sherbet gets a year, she has more than earned 2 years. That's my point. Jesse. Actually, he calls me Obi-Wan Kenobi. That's funny. I think it's time we address that World War II may have been a failure. At the end of the war, when the USA controlled land, sea, and air, we should have stomped out the metric system once and for all. Your thoughts? Okay. On a serious note, was World War II a failure? This is a conversation that we've probably touched on before, and I guess I'll piggyback off of what we said earlier when we were talking about how the communists are revolutionaries, and if we can't get these prices down, they're probably going to start taking back power, and then we're going to have to slog through that. And we talk about problems all the time. And I worry about this. I worry about this mentality seeping into me, so it makes me worry about it for you. I worry that we think there is a destination here on this planet where we can finally arrive and all the problems are solved. If we just keep the House and then the Senate and we get a better Senate and then maybe we get J.D. Vance in there in 2028. But all right, I still need I need a governor, maybe a better governor, and then we'll take back the legislatures. We'll pass some amendments. If we just If I just do this next, if we just do the, if we just take back the schools, if we just, look, I've said it. If we just deport 50 million foreigners, if we just do this, fill in the blank, whatever your this is, then all evil will finally be defeated. And we can finally do what, honestly, I bet you want to do. I know I want to do it. Move on. Let's just move on and talk about other stuff and care about other stuff. We'll joke about food and talk history and sports and maybe the latest movie or book you're reading. We can just leave all this politics behind. Look, they put out a video. As soon as we defeat everyone in this video, we're done, right?
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk. This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad, but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
As soon as we defeat them, we're going to be fine, right? But that will never happen. The idea of bailing water, you know, communism's always trying to get in there and sink our boat. And sometimes it's pouring in, depending on how well we're doing. Sometimes it's leaking in. We've won some elections and put in the work. But it will always be coming in. There's never a time when we are going to finally get rid of all of it. The boat is sealed up, cruising through the waves, and it's time to go upstairs, throw on a little suntan lotion, and catch some rays. That doesn't happen. You can take time when you need to, go upstairs, catch a few rays, but when you're done, you're going to have to grab a bucket, and go back downstairs and bail. The struggle is with us eternally. We are endlessly fighting against evil. There is no destination on this planet for you or for me. It's not to dishearten you, it is to hearten you. We have to change our strategic goals. There is not a moment when we're going to fix it all. And Republicans, look, maybe we make this all about Republicans. Democrats, which is understandable because Democrats are soulless, evil, demonic communists now. Okay, let's take the White House and every seat in the Senate, all 100 of them, and every seat in the House, all 435. Surely we're good there, right? No, we wouldn't be good. There'd be corruption. It'd be a disaster in various ways, in you and me. Then we'd have to start digging in, finding a way to primary this guy, and finding a way to primary that. There's no destination, all right? And the destination probably shouldn't be Puerto Rico right after a hurricane. The headline is, how soon is too soon to visit after a disaster? Hurricane Maria went rolling through in 2017. I guess 3 months afterwards, people started visiting Puerto Rico. Now, I personally have never been to Puerto Rico. I've heard it's fun. I've heard it's a good time. I've heard there's a lot of garbage. Apparently, they have a real garbage disposal problem. Anyway, I've never been. I've heard it's great. How soon is too soon? And I thought about this. You do want to be respectful of the locals, especially when someone just went through a hurricane. But is there a better way to help the locals than by bringing in some tourism dollars? Hold on, Chris. Hear me out. Plus, it's Puerto Rico. We're not talking about North Carolina here or someplace that's American. A week? Now, listen, Chris. Let me clarify. Think how low the prices will be after a week. What? You said their restaurants won't be open. They will be if you're there with money to spend, Chris. It's not about me. This is about helping them get back on their feet while maybe having some discounted rates at the local hotels, getting that restaurant back on its feet. I'm a generous orderer, a generous tipper as well. I will order two or three things on the menu, especially at discounted prices. I say a week. I see a week and you're good to go. If you feel you need to, donate a little money to a charity. They'll probably swindle it away, but then you can rest easy that night. Now let's discuss China how much work, speaking of the work we have to do, these judges, some of them GOP judges, what are we doing? In fact, let's dig into that before we do any more emails or anything else. Before we do that, let's do this. What color is your dog's food? Let me take a wild guess. Is it brown? That's weird. Why is it all brown? There are so many different colors of foods that I eat and you eat. Why isn't it green? It's not green because it's dead. They kill everything in dog food at the factory. They cook it at super high temperatures, and they kill so much of it. Did you know if you were to give dog food to your dog fresh out of the factory machine, your dog wouldn't even eat it because there's nothing in it? It's like a rock. They have to spray it with stuff to get your dog even interested in it. That's why our dogs all die from cancer. That's why they all keel off at 10 years. Do something about it. Pour Ruff Greens, sprinkle Ruff Greens on your dog's food. The number one dog supplement in America is helping dogs get more energy, better coat, better breath, fewer visits to the vet. I've argued again and again, Ruff Greens saves money because you're not at the vet all the freaking time. Go to roughgreens.com and use the promo code Jesse, and they'll send you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I have devastating news before we get back to the politics and the emails. A devastating update, if you will. I kid you not, I think God is mad at me, which I understand. It's totally justifiable, Lord. I'm certainly not questioning your judgment. But I think when I found this out, I felt like God was mad at me. So we have, in my little town, one main intersection. There are other intersections, but there's the one main intersection. You know how those little towns work. And at this one main intersection, that's where you have your food joints and everything else. Food joints, grocery store, all that. We had a fast food joint on one of the four corners. It had some problems. I'm guessing there were some health inspection problems there. The food did taste a little off, kind of inedibly bad. And surprise, surprise, they closed their doors. They tear down all the signs. The place is out of business. I told you about this months ago, a few weeks ago. The place is now empty. It's not only empty, they've put up fencing around it, which implies there's construction that's about to be done. They're going to be installing this, removing that. I wonder what everybody is wondering, certainly every dude in town, what restaurant are we going to get? Is it going to be an Arby's? A Long John Silver's? What did you just make that face for, Chris? Have you ever eaten at Long John Silver's? How many times have you eaten at Long John Silver's? Try it again. Twice is not enough, okay? They had two bad... Anyway, we all wanted to know, what's it going to be? What's it going to be? There aren't many places to eat in town. What's it going to be? Oh, yeah, Chris, I found out. I forgot to tell you this. It was a few nights ago. I was at the neighbors. This is when I was bacheloring it. Went out, hung out with the fellas. I was at the neighbors. And some of these guys are super wired in locally. And I asked, hey, anyone get any word on this? I'm excited. What's it going to be? I'm not even kidding, man. It's going to be a salad place. Stop laughing, Chris. Why are you laughing? I'm so upset. And as upset as I was, Ob is twice as happy. She is so excited. She even threw in a couple little cheap shots. Good. You don't need to eat that garbage anyway. They are installing a salad place on the corner. The only good thing I can think of about this is it's going to be out of business. I give it 6 months. And I'm not rooting for a business to fail. Certainly if it's a small business, I'm a small business fan. But come on. I know that women love salads. Okay, I get that. I understand there are some Lindsey Graham types who love tossed salads. I understand that. There's going to be a salad appeal with certain types of people. I understand. But you know what never gets scarfed up at those parties? At Thanksgiving. We have Thanksgiving coming up. You're going to either be gathering with family or friends. You know what never is the first thing off the board? In fact, it's a guarantee there will be leftovers everywhere. The salad. I'll eat a salad now and then. I'll eat a Caesar salad, especially with some extra anchovies. Maybe a wedge salad because I'm a blue cheese guy. I'm not even anti-salad. There's not enough business to support a salad freaking restaurant. There's not enough business to support it. I'll never understand it. I don't know who came up with this business model, but I'm so crushed. Because even though the salad place, Chris, make sure you're writing this down. Even though the salad place is going to go out of business, now what you've done is you've added a year, a two-year lag on me getting a decent restaurant in that place. It's a food. I live in a food desert now. What, Chris? What? It's not going to stick around. Why are you being like this? It's not the one by your house has been there 2 years. Oh, no. Who's eating salad on purpose? I eat salad when the wife throws a bowl of it in front. It's not even an appetizer. It's like something you munch on to feel better about yourself before the appetizer. What the? I'm so sad right now. I'm just so sad. Federal judge has just blocked Texas from implementing their new congressional maps. Texas redistricted? That's a hard word to say. They redrew their congressional maps in a way that would add 5 GOP seats. You know how California just redrew theirs that would essentially eliminate 5 GOP seats? Texas did the smart thing and the right thing, and they stepped up and said, okay, well, we're going to do that too. We'll redraw it. And a judge blocked it. That's take heart in this, though. Remember, when it comes to judicial things, you always need to take heart in this. It's going to go to a different court, a higher court. It'll probably get shot down. My point in bringing this up was this. This is the blocking and tackling stuff that we have been lagging behind on in the right. Judges, in so many ways, judges make law, make policy in this country. They shouldn't. It's not supposed to be that way. But when you get an activist on the court, when you do what the communists do and you put someone who views themselves as a communist warrior, as a revolutionary, when you put that kind of a person on the court, they are going to take whatever power they have and they're going to use it for the revolution, as they always do. But judges simply have so much. Judges are practically untouchable in the country, and they have so much power. Now, we need to make them a lot more touchable. I really wish I'd put that differently. We really need to make it so we can start impeaching these people, and we need to get the guts to start impeaching these people. But we also have to improve the caliber of warrior we put on the bench. We can't keep doing this. I just want a jurist. Meanwhile, the communists don't care about that at all. Anyway, let's do a bunch of emails. Talk about China headhunting next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.